Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. We're going to be dishing you a tasty hot plate of celebrity and entertainment news. Before we get to anything, we got to say what's up to our Atlanta family and Chewy there.
That's Chewy here in LA.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Peace.
All right, well, it looks like Mary-Kate Olsen is headed to divorce court, so we're going to have that. It looks like it's going to get messy for her. And there's a lot going on in the world of hip-hop, and it appears that Snoop Dogg wants all the smoke with Jay-Z in a versus battle, and Swizz Beatz wants rappers to pay up. We're going to explain that as well. Also later, the Atlanta crew checks out trailers of new movies from Russell Crowe and Pete Davidson in a little thing we like to call Tick It or Skip It. But first, Head Crack, what you got?
Well, it's time for a celebrity clap back. All right, so this time it's Khloe Kardashian versus Michael Rapaport. Now, the rumor mill has been swirling, and fans believe that Khloe Kardashian may be pregnant again by none other than her ex-boyfriend and baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, but Khloe's saying that this is not true and that people should mind the business that pays them, all right? Yeah. So she fired up her Twitter fingers and got to work, and here's what she said. Heidi, you do a great Kardashian. Take it away.
Okay. I don't go on social media platforms much these days, and this is one of the main reasons as to why I stay away. The sick and hurtful things people say. I'm disgusted by so many things I'm seeing. Shaking my head. People swear they know everything about me, including my uterus.
Heidi, let me tell you, if that was my navigation voice, I would crash my car. I cannot take that voice.
Oh, we gotta do that.
Pretty much a lot of fans felt Khloe's pain, but actor Michael Rapaport didn't give a damn. He slid into the Twitterverse with a clapback. He said, yes, you do. You're on here all day, every day, maybe with them burner accounts, but you up in here. Stop faking jacks and apologize to Jordan.
Ooh.
I love Michael Rapaport.
I don't know if she needs to apologize to Jordan, but now, Gary, what do you think about this? Do you think that, are you surprised that she could possibly be pregnant by Tristan after the whole Jordan Woods incident?
Yes, ma'am, honey. As much as she love that man, honey, ain't no way in hell she would not be pregnant. I thought she was really pregnant, but she's saying she not. But I could have sworn I did a report saying that she was definitely pregnant. So, of course, if you know, they don't have too many more black single basketball players, so she got to stay with the one she got.
Brad, what do you think about Michael's clapback? Do you think that the Kardashians have burner accounts and they're all up in social media?
I definitely think they have burner accounts. Mm-hmm. Most of us do, so we can clap back and not have to do it. Because we be wanting to be like, mother f- you ain't shit your you know what I'm saying? But you can't really say that, so you be Jane Doe underscore hashtag 3 on that.
Oh. Only clap back.
Yes, definitely.
I want a burner account. That would be amazing just to tell myself how wonderful
at
I
Heidi's
am.
Heidi's burner account. That's what you should call it.
Behind the screen. Okay, y'all, we have another case of the exes. 33-year-old Mary-Kate Olsen
Olsen is chunking the deuces, y'all, to her 50-year-old husband, Olivier Sarkozy. Mm. Yes, baby, in the words of Gary, yes, baby. Now, Mary-Kate attempted to file for divorce on April 17th, but was told by the New York court that they couldn't proceed because of the coronavirus. Oh, Lord.
Coronavirus!
But honey, Mary-Kate couldn't wait because she requested an emergency court order to speed things along after Olivier tried to kick her out of their Manhattan apartment.
Is she the one with the money,
though? Yes, this is deep. It gets deeper, y'all, okay? In court documents, Mary-Kate wrote, "It was clear my marriage was over. The relationship has broken down irretrievably." And Mary-Kate also asked that her prenup be enforced.
Ooh. All right, Miss Mary-Kate.
Portia, there's a 17-year age difference here between Olivier and Mary-Kate.
Yeah.
I mean, did you think this was actually going to work out? I mean, 5 years seems like a long run for something like that.
Mm. I think it'll work out because although she is 33 years old, she dress and act like a 50-year-old, okay? She definitely...
So, Chewy, now, if you were going through a divorce, Chewy, in the middle of this beautiful pandemic, now, would you force your lovely wife out of the house?
You know what? It depends on the situation, and it depends how it ended.
No!
If she did something foul, she can stick her... She might be able to stay in the garage, but if she's acting crazy, she's going to have to pack her stuff and leave. Period.
Chewy, you seem so freaking sweet. God.
But if we got paper like that, you know we got a guest house, so you can take your ass to the guest house. Bye.
Oh,
the guest house. Bye.
Chewy, really?
I'm so surprised. You're an ex-murderer, Chewy.
It's always the nice ones.
All right, well, speaking of parents and exes, Adele and her ex-husband, Simon Konecki, they're living across the street from each other here in Los Angeles. Now, they got divorced a little over a year ago. Yeah, you know, but being neighbors, they thought it'd be a great arrangement for the sole purpose of co-parenting their 7-year-old son, Angelo. A source said they are doing what's best for Angelo. Her son is her world.
Aww.
Wow.
Wow. So. Yeah.
Yo, head crack, do you think it's necessary to live across the street from your ex to co-parent, brother?
Only rich people can do this and live across the street from each other, like,
thank
right
you.
After a nasty divorce.
Right.
Although, Gary, here's my thought when I saw this, because Adele is very hot right now, so it's like, oh, of course I want him living across the street, because I want him to look and look at see me now. Do you think it was because of the 100-pound weight loss?
Man, no, let me tell you something, Heidi. Simon could care less, honey. He got his $100 million, and he know Adele is playing with them rappers right now, so he don't give a damn, honey, and her weight. He said, girl, go, and I'm gonna stay right here and take care of my job and keep my money. Trust me.
All right, you guys, there's another mogul in the making, Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony's little baby girl, Emmy, is publishing her very first book, and it's called, get this, y'all, Lord Help Me. Yeah. J-Lo posted exciting news on social media, showing off Emmy and her book with the caption, so proud of my little coconut Emmy. As she shares her own daily prayers in her very first book, Lord Help Me. This book will offer families a way to embrace the peace and power of everyday faith. It's not out until September 29th, but you can pre-order it and the link in my bio. Hashtag power of prayer, hashtag proud mama. Wow.
Because she said, Lord, help me, because she done seen that her mama go through all the men. So she said, Lord, please help me, because that's what that book is about.
Gary, stop that.
He answered her prayer. She has her stepdaddy, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So what's y'all's prayer, y'all? What is everybody praying for on Dish Nation? When y'all lay down and y'all have your prayer time, what's the prayer to the Lord?
That's between me and Jesus.
Okay.
Honey.
Oh, very private.
Really?
I say, Lord, give me the strength. Give me the strength to deal with Frank Kramer for another day. Lord, one more day.
I pray that prayer for you too, Heidi.
Me too. All of us do, Heidi.
I have two points on the two.
All right, y'all, coming up, Brad Swiss Beast wants these new rappers to dig in that bag for y'all. Mm-hmm. All that coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like rapper Swiss Beats wants other rappers to pay their dues. Now listen, now during the chat on IG Live with Joe Budden, Swiss shared his views on how he feels about today's rappers and how they should pay how they should pay homage to founders of the culture. Check it out.
The reality of what this all started from is I want to raise $1 million for each icon that started hip hop. Kool Herc, on down. Yeah. The fact that we're not paying taxes, we need to be paying taxes to the creatives of hip hop that gave us our freedom of speech to move forward.
Okay. Dude kind of has a pretty good point there. Like, I mean, I got a chance to hang out with some of these older guys and they kind of could use a pick me up because the money wasn't there when hip hop really started for a lot of these guys. So it is what it is. So how do you feel about it, Brad? Do you feel like rappers should pay taxes, you know, to pay homage to the old school?
I think this would be great, but ain't nobody gonna give them no money. Nobody's gonna want to do this, but I would definitely participate and give up some money for those that came before me to pave the way. I think this is a great gesture, but people are not gonna want to give up money. They don't want to give you $5 for something that they need.
Mm. Oh, true. Brad, are you saying the Sugar Hill Gang is gonna be coming into some money soon?
I mean, I hope so. I would definitely give up some out of my pocketbook for them. The people that paved the way, everybody emulates hip-hop, all genres.
So, Headcrack, some of y'all old rappers mismanaged y'all money and y'all broke in these streets. So why should these people get help?
Some of these people didn't necessarily have the opportunity to make money off of the culture because the infrastructure just wasn't there yet. You talk about people who were going out throwing parties and, you know, they were making money as, like, party promoters, but hip-hop became a business the longer it stuck around. And by the time it became real legitimized and business-like, these cats was out of the game.
Well, y'all, speaking of hip-hop, it looks like Jay-Z has a lot of contenders who want to go hit for hit with him in the Versus battle. So first, DMX called Hov out saying he wanted to battle him, and now Snoop Dogg is putting his bid in. Mm. So during an interview with Fat Joe, Snoop explained why he's the best competition for Hov in the Swiss Beats and Timberland's Versus battle series, y'all. Take a look.
Biggie started to make a rise, but Nas was on the rise with him. So it was like, it was never a like, who was the 1-1, and then Biggie passed away, and then Nas had it for a minute, and then Jay-Z took it and ran with it for a numerous amount of years, and then 50 Cent came and ran with it for a numerous amount of years. This is me looking in from the outside, looking at New York rap. So to me, it would be either Snoop versus Jay-Z, because he has been the king of New York around the time I've been the king of
What you think, Headcrack?
Well, I put all three of those guys on top of Mount Busmore, if you know what I mean. Like, they definitely got a deep catalog. They both got records. And I think, you know, West Coast, East Coast, I think Snoop Dogg can hang in there.
Yeah.
And
I think
he has a lot more records than DMX, who was also a good contender. It'll be a good fight no matter who you rock with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I would love to see Elton John, Billy Joel.
That is a rumble. The piano man versus the rocket man.
I'm with you, Gary. I don't care about that. I want to see Beyonce versus Sasha Fierce.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, that's who I want to see, honey.
Honey, nah.
All right, up next, it's time for Ticket or Skip It, where we look at movies from Pete Davidson and Russell Crowe. After the break, don't go anywhere.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all, it's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
All right, first up is the comedy The King of Staten Island. We know him best from SNL and dating some of the hottest women in Hollywood. I'm talking about my man Pete Davidson.
Yes.
And this is his first big movie role, all right? And it's semi-autobiographical. And in the movie, his firefighter father dies when he was 7, and he still lives at home with his mother. And his mom is played by the beautiful Marissa Tomei. And it's available on demand June the 12th. Check this trailer out, y'all.
Don't worry, Mom. I know your daughter got smart and went to college and abandoned us. But I'm still here. I'm gonna be here forever.
Yeah.
People told me slow my roll.
I wanna become a real tattoo artist.
Your work is mad inconsistent. Obama ain't right.
Oh, I love your tattoos. This is my favorite.
I've been dating someone for a little while now.
The first guy you date in 17 years is a fireman just like that? You don't think that's weird?
You're gonna have to pull your weight a little more around here. Maybe help Ray get his kids to school.
Kelly, do you know him?
He's a new friend.
You okay? You know, you could tell me.
I'm okay.
Oh, I trained her in the car. She's not gonna break.
What do you guys think? Is it Ticket or Skip It?
I love the fact that this movie has so many hilarious one-liners in it. I think that's his comedy from SNL. I'm here for it. I love Pete Davidson. I'm taking it this.
I'm ticketing it too, because we all have somebody in our family that's just like this, or somebody we know. I think this is going to be great for Pete Davidson, because he's funny, and I think he deserves this shot.
Well, I'm a ticket because I love Marissa Tomei. Yes. She's a great actress. I'm a ticket, honey.
It's a ticket for me. Ticket for me all the way. I'm a Pete Davidson fan. Love him on SNL. Love everything he does. I love everybody he dates. So this is going to be a perfect movie, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Next up, we have Oscar winner Russell Crowe in a psychological thriller, Unhinged. Oh, my God. Now, this movie shows what can happen when road rage gets real, y'all. So now a woman who's having a bad day came in contact with a guy, and she actually ended up playing cat and mouse with this guy in traffic, and it just got absolutely insane. Take a look at this trailer, guys.
Andy?
I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for you.
Whose phone is this?
I'm right across from your friend.
Hey, listen to me. He's not a friend, okay? He's a psycho who came after me today.
This is where your first lesson begins.
Give me my phone.
Whoa!
Yo!
What have we learned from this, kids? Don't cut anybody off in traffic.
Now, Gary, now you always, you seem like you would be unhinged in your car, Gary. Now, what would you do in this situation? Always unhinged.
Girl, now, had I been the woman, honey, I would have been petrified, honey. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to see this movie. I'm going to skip it because this man was beating in this woman's door with a hammer. It was almost like Carrie or something. I don't like that. That makes me nervous because, you know, I'm always cursing people out on the road. So, I'm going to skip it.
Well, I am going to ticket it for you, Gary, so I can teach you some lessons. Do not mess with people. You don't know what kind of day somebody done had. You
so
think you
true,
had a bad
girl.
Day. They probably done had a worse.
Listen, man, we all get real angry with somebody cut us off. This is a ticket too for me.
Yo, everybody's gonna watch this movie and relate, especially myself living in LA. I've definitely had these moments many a time.
One-on-one.
Oh yeah.
All right, y'all. So up next, honey, would you want to work from home forever? No. We'll talk about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. You know, a lot of people are working from home right now. Case in point, the Chewy's working from home, the Atlanta crew, you're all working from home. Now imagine being able to work from home forever.
Wow.
I mean, listen, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey emailed employees telling them that they would be allowed to work from home permanently, even after the coronavirus pandemic lockdown is over. And of course, the jobs that require physical presence, like maintaining servers, stuff like that, would still require employees to come in. But Portia, we see you're there in the comfort of your own home. Would you be happy if Dish was like, it's working, why don't we just have you continue from home? Would you love that?
Listen, I would like to continue to do Dish from home forever. However, I would love for us to still meet up and hang outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can eat together after work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I would love to hang with Portia, yes.
Working from home is like, it's just cool. I come right on downstairs. I go over there and get my baby, give her a bottle in between breaks. This is perfect.
Dish Nation is the OG of this type of programming.
That's true.
Remember back in the day when Dish Nation started, there was 27 cities? We were all technically working from home, but it was our own hometown.
That's right.
It never lied.
We've been in the same room with the Atlanta crew maybe, what, 2-3 times?
Right.
We can do this show from any place.
Gary, would you miss seeing us every day?
I sure damn would. And first of all, I don't want to work from home, honey. I want to see y'all every day. And I mean, I miss wearing all my beautiful fashions. So I would definitely have to be. I would love to. I would rather work in the office all day, every day, missing all those wonderful producers that we have and just missing y'all faces.
Yeah.
You never know when Portia's going to bring out her Golden Globes. I mean, I miss all that.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.